Alright, the first golden nugget is going to sound like this. The 8-bar blues sounds like this. Apply the golden nuggets. That's the first one that we did, number one, E. You can apply it to the seventh measure of this song. Other golden nuggets that you have, this is the second one for an E chord. This one is going to sound like this. And you're going to hold that last, the last note, you're going to hold it for the last beat. One and two and three and four. One and two and three. On your second page, you have the third golden nugget. This sounds like this. Now, you can put those golden nuggets anytime there's an E chord in that particular song. So, let's just say in the very beginning, you have an E chord. In that first measure. Then I have an A chord. I have an E chord coming up, so I go. I can go right into that little lick there. That's that second golden nugget number two. Then go back to the song B. Into that E chord again. Into the B. So wherever an E chord occurs in the song, you can put these licks. Next, transposing those licks. We're going to transpose the golden nugget number one, E. We're going to now make it for an A chord. This is on your second page. It'll sound like this. Against an A chord. Golden nugget number two works against an A chord. And golden nugget number three, A, works against an A chord as well. So you can add those licks into your song, that key to the highway, anytime an A chord occurs. For instance, I'm going to just add that the golden nugget number one, A, into the A chord, where the A chord comes into the key to the highway in measures three and four. Or you can combine them. And then go right back to your song. Next, we have a 12-bar blues in the key of A. This is The Kind-Hearted Woman. This isn't exactly the way Robert Johnson played it, but very, very close. Didn't want to get into all the nuances of Robert Johnson. That's for another lesson. But this is how the intro starts. And then we have the song. Starts with an A7 chord, like a D7 shape, but up at the 8th fret. We can add the golden nuggets that you've been working on. We can add them to this song. For instance, in this song, you have an A chord for four measures. What we're going to do is play the A chord for the first two measures. But in that third measure, we're going to add the golden nugget number one. D7. That's the same D7 you've been playing in the song. But now, in the next two measures, the 7th and 8th measures, we're going to add the golden number 2A, for the A chord, when we go back to that A chord. So we just put that into that 7th measure. Now, I'm going to put the golden nugget number 1, which was for the, in this case, number 1E, I'm going to be putting that where an E chord will occur in the song. Into the D7. And then finally the turn. So I'll play that whole piece one more time.